This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Now you're talking. This is, I remember dancing to that one. A little disco.
Little 70s there.
Yeah. Welcome back to Byers & Company. This voice is Kevin Brahenes. That voice is Debbie Bogles. And we all know Nick. Thank you for being with us on the September 18th Friday morning. I'm so happy because you're here or it's Friday.
Probably both.
And I know a guy that's probably happy. He probably makes a lot of money over the weekends because of open houses. Somehow, I guess they do it all virtually now. Tom Brinkotter, I miss seeing you on Tuesday nights at Golf League. How are you, sir?
Good morning, everybody. It's good to be with you. Yeah, I miss Tuesday nights as well, Kevin.
Tom, you're probably busy, though. Even if we did have it right now, if it was still going on, you're working on a new office downtown that you've got a big announcement to make, I understand.
Absolutely. We're adding a second location down at 116 East Prairie. It's actually right next door to the Brass Horn 2. Our awning is up. And we are going to, in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce, have a ribbon cutting there next Thursday at 4:30. And our good friend Kevin Dawson at the Gin Mill is opening up his new patio, and he will be doing a ribbon cutting right after us. So we're going to have a little get-together downtown next Thursday at 4:30.
You know, downtown, we were just talking about this with Gretchen Murphy earlier this week, who is opening up Murphy & Company across the street from you. It's starting, it's always been charming since they've done that streetscape. It is really starting to redevelop now that the COVID-19 is hopefully slowing down.
Yeah, that's right, Kevin. If you go down there any day at lunch, you'll see numerous people out on the sidewalk eating lunch. Excuse me. And we want to be a part of that. And the opportunity came up for us to acquire that building. We're going to put three of our great agents, Michael Sexton, Dixie McElroy, and Blake Edwards, will be based out of that office. But we're also going to have, we have what we call floor duty, where agents take calls and handle walk-ins on two-hour shifts. So we're going to have our floor duty agent down at that office. So you'll be able to walk in, get your questions answered. We're going to have some digital displays like you might see in a big city in our storefront windows. So you'll be able to walk by and see what's on the market right there on some monitors. And we're really excited to be a part of downtown, and I think it's going to be great.
Tom, that is excellent news. That was one of the things when United Way was looking for a place to move to. We wanted to stay downtown. It's just a different vibe, and it's really awesome to be in downtown. So congratulations on that. It's really exciting that you guys are going to move down here.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, Debbie. Couldn't be happier. You know, we are going to maintain our headquarters up on Pershing Road. It's a smaller office, but we'll be able to meet with clients there. We might even do some closings there.
You know, Tom, about a week ago, you were kind enough to be on the Soy City Buzz First Mid-Monday show, and we talked about the history, more about the genesis of Brinkotter's here, Realtors here in Decatur. And it goes back, I believe, was it to your grandfather or your father?
No, it was my father. Your father. 1965.
Oh, yeah. It was your father and then Carla. And then she taught you into coming back from Florida. And it's kind of like a third generation in that you came back. I bet both Carla and your late great dad would be so proud of what you're doing in expanding the company.
Well, I know Carla is. I talk to Carla on a regular basis. She's retired down in Florida now. Still consult with her. The knowledge she has is vast. I miss my dad every day, Kevin. I talk to him every day, and I got a picture overlooking my desk. And, you know, when I make a decision, I kind of look up there and make sure I'm doing the right thing.
You know, Tom, one of the great things about having faith is that you can talk to the people you love the rest of your life. And it's in a different way than you do when they're here in front of you. And that's always, in my opinion, the best way. But it's not so bad when you just channel them whenever you need them.
Yeah, and I do it quite often. And Carla's there when things, running a business is difficult. And you don't have all the answers, so you got to you got to rely on people that have been there and done that. And, you know, I do rely on Carla. And, you know, one of the things that I'm really, really excited about is I have two children, Joey and Alyssa, and they both have just finished the real estate course and are going to get their license. So looks like this thing might continue past me. So I'm real excited about that as well.
I really love what you're doing with the company with all your new agents too. They're all young. I'm not all young, but you're bringing in the next generation. You mentioned Dixie McElroy. You also have Jen Wood, who's going to be on in just after the commercial. I mean, succession and continuity is the name of the game for small business.
Absolutely. We just brought on two new agents last week as well, Kevin, Sarah Edwards, and a gentleman named Jared Coleman, both younger people just getting into the business. And we're putting them, you know, we have a mentor program where we mentor, the younger agents and train them how to do it, you know, correctly and teach them the right way. And they have, you know, joined us last week and are starting that mentor program.
Yeah, and you've got the Lamb girls, but you also got those old-timers like Michael Sexton.
Oh, yeah, Michael's an experienced, he's a great real estate agent. Our whole team is great. And one of the best things about this office is they all help each other. So, you know, it's a collaborative effort. It's not individuals. It's a team. It really is a family. And if you're ever in our office, you'll see them interact and ask each other questions and help each other out. It's just, you know, I love my job. And I don't really look at it as a job. I look forward to coming in every day and being around these great people.
Hey, give the date for the grand opening one more time.
It's next Thursday, the 24th at 4:30.
All right, buddy. Congratulations on that, and good luck downtown. We're going to take a weather break. When we come back, we'll talk to Jen Wood, who is one of those young guns that we're talking about.
Thank you.
Here's a look at your WSOY 3-day weather forecast. Today is going to be sunny with a high near 68, and tonight clear with a low around 39. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 68, and Sunday, sunny with a high near 72. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:52. This look at your weather brought to you by Melissa Watson, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor. When life happens.
Life has a way of throwing unexpected events and new opportunities our way. When your life goals change with time or fluctuating market conditions throw your plan off course, Wells Fargo Advisors' investment planning process offers the flexibility to make the adjustments you need to help you live the life you want. When life happens, we can help. For more information, call me, Melissa Watson, Financial Advisor, at 420-4640.
When you hear paid for by Friends of Souchere, that means paid for by Mike Madigan. You see, Souchere has taken almost $1 million from Mike Madigan over the last 8 years. In fact, almost all of Souchere's support comes from Madigan and his allies. A vote for Souchere is a vote to keep Madigan in power. We cannot afford this corruption anymore. Don't let Mike Madigan buy the seat again.
Hi, I'm Charlie McGorry, retired Decatur firefighter, military veteran, former small business owner, and a lifelong resident of Macon County. I remember when Illinois thrived as a state, touting its agriculture, workers, businesses, and more. The last 8 years have been particularly tough, though, under Sue Shearer, Mike Madigan, and the Chicago Machine. We need to get serious about solving our budget crisis, protecting our small businesses, growing jobs, and fixing ethics in our state government. I'm asking for your vote for me, Charlie McGorry, on November 3rd.
Paid for by Friends of Charlie McGorry.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Now we're going to do disco all morning. Just because I said I liked that last song, you can switch it up.
It's your CD, man. I'm just playing your CD.
I gave you several of them. You might switch to another one. I was in a disco mood that night. I don't know.
Actually, the music all morning has been great.
It has been. It's been great all week. Yeah. It's been great all week.
Thanks, Debbie.
You're welcome.
It's been great all week.
You were a little hard on my music earlier.
He is sensitive. I mean, he does have feelings. I found that out yesterday. Jen Wood is on the line, and Jen, I know you have a home for sale that you're going to have open this weekend. And first of all, good morning to you. And it was nice seeing you at the MRI fundraiser on Monday afternoon.
Well, good morning. Yes, Monday was a beautiful day for golf. Great organization. I had so much fun. We do have one of our homes out at Southeast Place, out on the southeast side of Decatur, will be open this Sunday. It's 2294 Rolling Creek Drive. It's on the market for $3,099 and a little over 2,100 square feet total. It's a beautiful home. It's our last model home that we have ready right now. So we invite everyone to come out and take a look. It's open Sunday from 1 to 3. It really is gorgeous out there. Three beds, two baths, 9-foot ceilings. The kitchen has stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, open floor concept. It really is a beautiful home.
You know, I was looking at this home last night online, and what's great about Brinkhotter's
in the closet door, so you can see it's just like going in there. I open the closet door. Those and they're great.
So
I've watched several of those and they're great.
So Jack,
I've watched several. Those and they're great.
So Jen, you do that, right?
Yeah. Stacy actually did one the other day for this house that's going to be open on Sunday. It's kind of in times of COVID when people don't really want to get out and necessarily go to open houses. And for a while, we couldn't even have open houses. This is a way that we can take people and put them in the home without them ever leaving their house.
You know, you say this is a model, so that means it's brand new?
It is brand new, just finished.
So is that a starter house? $300,000, it seems a little high for a starter, but maybe it's not. But it looks like a perfect, you know, there's granite, and it's a beautiful home. I guess would it be an upper-end starter house?
This could be a home for anyone at any point in time in their life. It could be a starter home for someone. It's got more than enough space for a family with two bedrooms. There's the option in the basement that you can add another bedroom. It's got a bonus space above the garage. It could also be kind of a step-down home for maybe empty nesters that still need maybe a little extra space for when family comes to visit, but don't need the big family home that they were always used to.
All right, so how do people get a hold of you since you came on the radio show? Give out your information.
217-413-1103.
Jen Wood, one more time. Say it again.
217-413-1103.
I don't know much about radio interviewing, but I do know you have to give phone numbers twice.
And websites.
And websites. Yeah, people don't just sit there with that pen in their hand.
Right.
But when they want it, they go, and I'm gambling for that pen.
Right.
All right, Jen, thanks for being with us. And
thank you. Have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend, too. And tell Kevin hello.
I will do that.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.